Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we're going to continue our series on college football running backs and their rushing yards prop. Now, today I have a running back that is a little bit off the wall, out of the box. I know not a lot of people probably even know this running back. I did not until I dove more into it, and that's going to be Kyle Monagy at Rutgers. Now, his line is extremely high, and that does always give me pause when we're looking at these lines, simply because if you have a running back, and they get derailed and they get nagging injuries or anything like that, it doesn't take much for them to soar under a total, right? But the thing is, when I'm evaluating these props, I'm not going to act like I can predict injuries or anything like that. I'm assuming we're playing over a 12-game sample size, and I'm going to be looking at the volume and the athleticism that they've already produced in previous years that I have to go off of. So we're not going to be, making these like outlandish contrarian takes just to be contrarian, right? So the first thing is Kyle Monagy's line is 1,000.5 rushing yards. Now, that seems pretty high, but when you dive into the way Rutgers offense, is built, it might be a little low, to be honest. So first things first, they are -8.55% on standard downs for their pass rate over expectancy. That's 119th. And they're -5.51% on passing downs for their pass rate over expectancy. And that's 107th. So they run the ball when they're expected to run the ball. And they also run the ball at an elevated rate when they're expected to pass the ball. Now, a couple things that, are not great. Their pace is very low, 128th, 30.57 seconds per play. But in reality, like, that's not really something that we're going to shy away from, because just because they're slow paced, that is going to lean more into the run game, more attempts, and the thing is, we're looking at this from a volume based running backs. No efficiency matter really overcomes the volume. And so even though you'll see that Monagy is very good in standalone metrics, the volume is what pushes him over, right? So when we look at the returning production from the offensive line, they are 31st in the country with 83.4% of their offensive line snaps coming back. And remember, that is offensive linemen who had at least 300 snaps or more last year. So that's pretty solid. The offensive line from last year was not elite, but it was very serviceable. And they were 66th, in stuff rate, and then 86th in offensive line yards produced. Now, when we get to the standalone metrics for Monagy, that is really where this kind of just takes over for me. His broken tackles plus missed tackles per attempt ranking is 9th overall, 29.8%. And then his yards after contact per attempt, 21st overall with 3.6 yards after contact per attempt. Now, last year, the thing that paired with, he had the 12th most rushing attempts last year at 242. Now, he ended up totaling 1,262 rushing yards, and that's soaring over, this projected total, right? But the thing that really stands out for me is he is not out of any game script. He is really – he's getting double-digit carries in every game except the game against Wisconsin. Now, that just really shows me that he is the bell cow back here. He is probably going to be slated for another 200 carries or more. And as, stated in previous episodes, Rutgers plays the easiest strength of schedule in the Big Ten, and their offense or their defense is elite. Now, to give you an example of like the backfield and how one-sided it is, the next highest running back attempt rate was 63 attempts by Samuel Brown. And I just don't like, he is not coming off the field, you know, 18.62 attempts per game for Monagy. And it's exactly what you're looking for here. Now, this team is going to try to win on defense. And when you have defensive minded teams, that just plays right into the running game. And I think this is their identity. That's what they're going to latch onto for another year. They had semi success with it last year. Having a better than expected year, going 7-6, winning their bowl game against Miami. And I don't see why they would shy away from that this year. And so that's going to be it for this snapshot episode. I know that a lot of the running backs and the wide receivers we looked at are looking from the perspective of the over. And that's mainly because I'm looking at it from the volume base and that the lines are soft. Now, I know that taking unders on, you know, props like that are much more, they're considered sharper because the public always wants to take the over, it seems like. But it's not, we can't just be contrarian to be contrarian. If we see an advantage in a line and we do not see any type of competition towards that line and it looks like a copy and pasted-esque line, then we have to take advantage of that. And so that's going to be kind of the theme with a lot of the props that I have left. The majority of them are going to be over props. And I think from a psychological standpoint, personally, I like over props for players simply because I'm cheering for a player. I always hate like cheering against, you know, especially individual players, you know, that's, and we're talking college kids here, you know, like, I don't really like to cheer against that. And especially from the running back standpoint, it's almost as if you're cheering for injury, and I just cannot get behind that, you know. So anyway, that's going to be it for today's episode. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on Twitter, or you can email me at thebittnermethod@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for content, episodes, topics for me to cover in the future. And you know, other than that, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care. Thank you.